Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
On November 6th, we come together for a better future. And on November 7th, we'll get to work.
Pretty short and sweet. Mitt Romney reminding everybody one last time at his last campaign stop to get out and vote. So that's the thing. Predictions are for a high turnout today. That's the good deal. And the presidential race is the big deal on the Talk Radio Countdown Show. Doug Steffen here with a look back at the road to Election Day and a thought about time, the present, now we're at it. And now is the only thing that matters, what you do today, how you express yourself in lots of different ways, not just in the presidential campaign, but with all of the various other things that are to be voted upon. I might check out the poll at DougSteffen.com. A lot of people expressing interest in various races in their backyard. How about in your backyard? Who's doing what to whom? And how do you think this is going to turn out? What are your wishes and your hopes? 800-510-8255. Email to Doug at DougSteffen.com. Here is an Election Day sort of flashback in a couple of minutes, the 2012 campaign in sound.
Rick Santorum,
Michelle Bachmann,
and Newt Gingrich,
Mitt Romney,
and Ron Paul,
Tim Pawlenty,
and Herman Cain,
to seek the office of the presidency of the United States today.
Lower taxes,
cut taxes, create jobs,
creating jobs,
repeal of Obamacare.
Obamacare.
Obamacare was a reflection of the president's comments that he designed Obamacare on the Massachusetts health care plan.
999.
There's three agencies of government when I get there that are gone. Commerce, education, and the, what's the third one there? Let's see.
I am suspending.
I have decided to stand aside.
Rick Perry getting ready to tell all his supporters.
Thank you for that support and for those prayers.
Thank you tonight for this great victory.
Now is not the time.
Oh, yeah.
Well, Romney now has more than enough delegates.
Today, I'm suspending the campaign.
I was born in Hawaii.
It's still about the economy.
You didn't build that.
Unchain Wall Street.
The president has 52%.
The next president of the United States, Paul Ryan.
What do you mean, shut up?
Mr. Chairman, I accept your nomination for president of the United States.
I like PBS. I love Big Bird. Middle-income families are being crushed. Being crushed.
For the first time, lead for Mitt Romney.
That's a bunch of malarkey.
Mr. Vice President, I know you're under a lot of duress.
We are here for the second presidential debate.
You cut permits and licenses.
Not true, Governor Romney.
Binders full of women.
I felt really well rested after the nice long nap I had in the first debate.
Don't concur.
Well, Governor, we also have fewer horses and bayonets.
Again, attacking me is not talking about an agenda.
President Obama, he is canceling campaign events.
If nothing else changed in the map.
Do you know the magic number 270?
When you elect a president,
you told a supporter.
Want to know?
Vote for love of country.
So is that what you're doing today? 800-510-8255. Tuesday, November the 6th. Your calls at 800-510-8255. One of the things that bugs the living daylights out of me are looking at some of these headlines like who holds a lead in early voting. Why in the world should you know or I know what the results of early voting have been? Until the polls are closed, this is such a scam. This is such an outrage. And it wouldn't make any difference who is ahead. I don't want to know until everything is done, until it's over. Anyway, 29, actually almost 30% of Americans already cast their ballots. And the results are already known in some of the key states. So how is that right? How does that affect? How is that good? It's so damn, it really is. It's a very annoying, frankly. Anyway, I'm giving you my 2 cents worth. You can give me yours, and more importantly, the rest of the country's at 800-510-8255, who are turned into the review of what goes on in the world of news talk, radio, and television. A lot of conversations certainly influenced by what goes on some of these television discussions. For example, here's Brett Baer on Fox talking to Karl Rove and Joe Trippi about the polls.
When people are watching these polls just ever so slightly change day to day, some of them, they go up 6-7 points, depending on the state.
Right.
They look at these polls and say, I just don't get it.
Well, and look, there's a great deal of skepticism with which we ought to look at these state-level polls. The national polls tend to be run by larger, reputable groups, these state-level polls. Sometimes you got some fly-by-night operators, and sometimes you got some people like the Des Moines Register poll that they really understand the state intimately and do a good job. But, you know, we that's why we average these all together. And look, we have 8 states with 101 electoral college votes where it's too close to call. And in reality, we got 6 other states that could easily show up in somebody else's column tonight.
But this is the most polling, arguably, we've seen in a presidential election. Is it right?
Look, no question. In fact, it isn't even close. Just simply in the last week, we've got twice as many national polls as we had 8 years ago. Last time I looked at this, we were running, depending on the week, 3 or 4 times as many state-level polls as we did 8 years ago.
The other thing is, look, there's a thing called margin of error. If a poll shows Obama at 50, he could be at 50. With a 3-point margin error, he could be at 47. So when you have a poll, it's both numbers. It's his number and Romney's number can be off by 3 points each. So you can, it's actually can be 6 points apart.
And it could be even bigger because, as we know, like the NBC Wall Street Journal poll in Ohio had a 9-point advantage in Democrats in the poll. That's bigger than it was in 08. And I've yet to find anybody who thinks that that 12 is going to be a more Democratic year than 08.
Bottom line, for Romney to win Tuesday, these polls have to be wrong.
Some polls have to be wrong a little because the race is that close. Remember, take a look at the national polls. Just simply in the last week, 23 polls, you average them all together, 48.3 for Romney, 48.1 for Obama. That's as of
throw margin of error.
The 10 o'clock this morning. So it is dead even, knife's edge, long night, exciting outcome.
800-510-8255, exciting outcome, long wait. Is that what you're expecting to have happen? All right, so we had the right represented there with Fox, in a moment the left, and an excerpt from an MSNBC conversation. That's up next on The Countdown.
If occasional digestive issues are making you feel twisted up, count on Digestive Advantage from Schiff. Its advanced probiotic survives to deliver good bacteria where you need it for healthy digestion. Take the Digestive Advantage 14-Day Challenge with a money-back guarantee. Go to digestiveadvantage.com for details. The probiotic that survives. That's the Digestive Advantage. Take the 14-Day Challenge at digestiveadvantage.com.
I just sneaked into my kids' rooms and took temperatures while they're sleeping, thanks to my Exergen thermometer. All I did was swipe their foreheads for a few seconds. It didn't even wake them up. My sister, the nurse, told us about the Exergen Temporal Scanner Thermometer, and it's the best. Real value for the money and truly a lifesaver. Now I don't have to deal with ears or rears, if you know what I mean.
I'm Dr. Frank Pompei, founder of Exergen. Thousands of hospitals and clinics rely on temporal scanners. I'm confident you will too.
The Exergen Temporal Scanner. Pick one up at Costco and other fine retailers, or visit us at Exergen.com.
Hey there, it's your friend Doug Steffen with today's Exergen Smart Family Health Tip. Did you know that the first 2 years of life, most young children get between 8 to 10 colds a year? Whether you or your child is sick or trying to prevent getting sick, be sure to wash hands regularly. Experts recommend for at least 20 seconds, in fact. Teach your little ones to sing a loud verse of Twinkle Twinkle Little Star to know how long to wash. It'll work every single time. For a copy of this tip and others like it, go to Exergen.com. Exergen, changing the way the world takes temperature.
Staples Copy and Print knows you need to promote your business.
Outdoor banners.
Detailing your one-of-a-kind product offering.
Trifold, full-color, double-sided brochures.
As you grow your business.
Business cards, postcards, car magnets.
And your customer base.
Design services, presentations, shipping.
So you go to the one place that has it all and prints it right.
Staples.
Right now, buy 250 business cards, postcards, flyers, or brochures and get 250 free. Details in-store or at staples.com/color. Ends 11/10/12. Staples. That was easy.
Attention homeowners, if your home has lost value and you now owe more than your home is worth, please listen carefully to this very important message. If you purchased a home or refinanced your loan before June of 2009, Quicken Loans may now be able to help you refinance at today's incredibly low interest rates, even if you owe more than your home is worth. This is Jay Farner, president of Quicken Loans, and I want to let you know that on September 14th of this year, the government announced changes that may allow you to refinance even if your home has lost value. So if your current mortgage is higher than 3.99%, please call Quicken Loans today at 800-QUICKEN. Even if you owe more than your home is worth, you may now be able to refinance at today's incredibly low rates. Again, if you've been unable to refinance because you owe more than your home is worth and your rate is above 3.99%, call 800-QUICKEN now and let us help you take advantage of this unique opportunity.
Important terms and conditions apply. Call us for cost information. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLS number 33.
As we study what's going on here, I guess the question of the moment may be, who are you voting for and why are you voting for this person? And not necessarily just Obama and Romney, but I want to know why you're voting. Who is it that you feel strongest about when you go to the polls today and why? Not who are you against, but who are you for? What one good reason do you have for being for whatever the politician is that you, whoever it is that you mostly are supporting? 800-510-8255. From MSNBC, Lawrence O'Donnell talks to Michael Moore. This ought to be a stirring conversation, although I think the message here will probably be get out and vote.
Are you worried about voter suppression coming up? There's so many moves that they've tried to pull on this.
Yes, I am. But let me
in Ohio and else.
Let me say this, because I don't think this has really been pointed out. Voter suppression was one of the founding principles of this country. Our founding fathers suppressed the vote by saying only white male property owners could vote. Mm-hmm. And through the 200 plus years, we've chipped away at the voter suppression. Blacks could vote, then women could vote, and now the blacks said we had to have civil rights laws. There's been voter suppression since the beginning. So my plea to the 90 million people that are expected not to vote, according to a USA Today poll, my plea to them, if they're watching, is to please, so many people fought for this right. It was so hard because we have fought voter suppression for 200 plus years of this country. Exercise that right. Go to the polls. Don't stay home. It's only 20 minutes, and it's free. It's your country. Selfishly, but I'm saying it too because that same poll said that they asked the non-voters, if you did vote, how many of you would vote for Obama? How many for Romney? 43% for Obama, 18% for Romney. Mm-hmm. So clearly, there's a gold mine there of people that could vote for President Obama. And I'm encouraging people on my website and Twitter and all that. I want to get a million people to the polls tomorrow that otherwise wouldn't have gone.
We all know somebody and make it your mission tomorrow to take that person up to vote, take them to lunch, take them to the bar afterwards, to do whatever you have to do that's legal to get them to the polls, and they'll feel good that they did this, and then they'll maybe vote again next time. So I just think that's really important. And may I say too, just finally, before coming in here, I heard the same thing. Nate Silver, 91% chance of Obama winning. Please, folks, don't do the end zone dance tonight. Yeah. This is not safe. You're gonna look like what was the guy, the Dallas Cowboys guy's name?
Sorry, it's sports.
Well, he did it in '93. He did the end zone dance 3 yards out from the end zone.
Oh yes.
And the Buffalo Bills, Don Beebe from the Buffalo Bills, came up and knocked the ball out of his hand. And he was doing the dance, and he wasn't even in the end zone. Let's not look like that.
All right, 800-510-8255. Tom is in Arizona. You're an independent. Who'd you decide to vote for?
Yes, I've been keeping my options open to the last minute, and finally this evening I decided.
And you decided to vote for?
I'm probably going to hold my nose and vote for Obama.
Why?
Because we get nothing but arch-conservative commentary out in this area, and I have heard some outrageous remarks on a number of occasions.
So talk radio hosts drove you to vote for Obama. That's basically what you're saying.
No, the talk radio hosts have been pushing Romney to such a degree, bullying people who
But you're voting for Obama because of what you've heard the other guys say. That's what I hear you're saying. 21 after the hour.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include microplant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock. Save you money and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Hempusa.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
You know what happens to your digestive health around the holidays? Right. Unusual schedules and foods you don't normally eat can cause upset stomach and indigestion. But you can prepare your digestive tract with Pro-EM-1 Probiotic Cleanse from Terraganics.com. Pro-EM-1 is all natural and made with certified organic ingredients. It contains no genetically modified ingredients or preservatives and has no animal products, wheat, soy, dairy, or gluten. Pro-EM-1 does not require refrigeration, so you can take it with you, over the river and through the woods to Grandma's house. Pro-EM-1 supports a healthy, regular digestive system, supports weight loss, and improves absorption of food nutrients. Improve your digestion and keep off those extra pounds with Pro-EM-1 Probiotic Cleanse. Call or click Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com. Toll free, 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
800-510-8255. Doug Steffen here on the countdown. The poll yesterday at DougSteffen.com. Other than for president, what else is your state going to be voting on? Let's see here. How did this shake out? 16% of you said Senate and congressional seats. 35% said some or all of the things that we had in here. 11% said not sure. 16% said they already voted. 8% said they weren't voting. 7% said referendums, propositions, and initiatives. 4% said some local political offices. And 3% said governor. Our poll today, when will you vote? A, on the way to work this morning. B, at lunch. C, after work. D, when I get a chance. E, I've already voted. F, I'm not voting. So there are choices there. And the other thing that I'm underscoring is I'm trying to get to the root of any positive decision. Most people will tell you they're not voting for whomever because they don't like the other guy. Why are you for whoever it is that you're voting for, whether it's a presidential candidate, a Senate, congressional candidate, governor, some local politico? 800-510-8255. Mark is in Sanderson, Florida, with his thoughts on who to vote for. Who are you really enthused about, Mark?
Hey, Doug, I've already voted. I voted for Romney. He was an extremely successful businessman, taking over companies that had failed, that had gotten bloated, wasteful, and were going under. And I personally think this government is wasteful, bloated, and going under. And with a financial advisor as far as a money man, which is Ryan, I think having a CEO and a financial advisor do the hard cuts, downsize the size, the wasteful government, it's not working, the departments are too big, there are too many oversights of this department doing that department's job, six different jobs doing the same thing. We need somebody to be able to do the hard jobs, weed it out, narrow it down, make it more efficient, and I feel a businessman with experience is a much better choice to try to get that sort of a job done.
Well put, sir. Thank you. I agree with you, by the way, if it makes a difference. 800-510-8255. Here's host Bill Cunningham, who thinks today's election is so important that he took to YouTube yesterday to let his listeners know that if the president is reelected, he's going to quit his radio program.
I have now a rather dramatic announcement to make, which will become effective on Wednesday, November the 7th. For nearly 30 years, I've been the voice of the common man and the conscience of the American people. I've led you, and you've allowed me to lead you, through thick and thin, through good times and bad, through recessions, depressions, wars, feast and famine, during hurricanes and tornadoes and more. Now I'm making this rather dramatic announcement. I'm putting my credibility on the line for Mitt Romney and Paul Ryan. It's got to happen. America must be saved from itself. The high unemployment, the food stamps, the Section 8 housing, all the welfare and disability programs have got to be stopped. Medicare and Medicaid, completely out of control. What I'm telling you is this. I'm making this announcement today. If Mitt Romney does not win the election, I, Bill Cunningham, your shepherd, will quit radio on Wednesday, November the 7th. I'll give it all up. But if my credibility means anything between you and me, it means that you will listen to what I have to say. One more inducement I'm going to give you to vote for Mitt Romney. If Obama wins this election, I'm done in radio.
All right. Bill Cunningham says he's done in radio if Obama wins. Now, just to kind of put the flavor of this, he had been on the radio. He was on the radio when I was in Cincinnati 25 years ago. He has a burgeoning career as a television host, and he's doing okay on his television show. So perhaps this is a way for him to weasel out of the radio gig and just focus on television, because he's not exactly a spring chicken. Just, I'm giving that to you as a something food for thought department, I guess that would come from. 28 after on the Countdown Show.
Hey, dog, where's your owner?
Watching Netflix.
Yeah?
He can instantly watch as many TV episodes and movies as he wants online.
Well, I know what you did on my lawn, and it's not funny.
It is to kids.
Well, what are their parents supposed to laugh at?
The sophisticated jokes. You know, like, that dog chasing his tail reminds me of politicians.
Instantly watch as many TV episodes and movies as your family wants on all kinds of devices for only $8 a month with Netflix. Start your free trial today. See terms of use.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGdirect.com.
If you died tomorrow, would your family have enough to pay the bills? Or could they lose their house, savings, and dreams of a good education? You don't have to put them through that. Getting term life insurance to provide for your family is fast, easy, and amazingly affordable. A 5-minute call to AIG Direct could save you up to 70%. Just listen to this. Less than $17 a month gets you a $250,000 policy. Now is a great time to get term life, because some prices have dropped to their lowest rates ever. And AIG Direct has partnered with American General Life to bring you their lowest rates on term life insurance. Find out how incredibly affordable term life is through AIG Direct. Call now for a free, no obligation quote. The call takes just a few minutes, and through AIG Direct, you could save up to 70%. Call 1-800-530-4856. That's 1-800-530-4856. 1-800-530-4856.
Geico says, let's make life simpler.
It's a fact of modern life. Switching isn't easy. Your bank, your cable company, your girlfriend. Let's just say each switch comes with a certain degree of difficulty. But switching to Geico, now that couldn't be easier. First of all, it only takes 15 minutes. And just like that, you could be saving hundreds on car insurance. No muss, no fuss, no irate, vengeful, significant others.
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car.
The GCN Radio Network. Providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Are you or someone that you love struggling to reclaim your health? My name is Matthew David Hurtado, CEO of RNADrops.com. In 2008, I struggled with chronic fatigue syndrome, PTSD, and Lyme's. I thought that all hope was gone as I lost everything in the process. In 2009, a miracle happened. I discovered Ion and RNA Drops. 2 months after taking RNA Drops, the chronic fatigue and the PTSD had vanished into thin air. I'd like to invite you to discover RNA Drops by visiting www.rnafreemini.com today. That's rnafreemini.com today. Listen to hours of testimonials and get a free trial bottle, pay only shipping and handling, by visiting www.rnafreemini.com
or give us a call at 1-888-550-8231. That's 888-550-8231. Hurry, supplies are limited.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick.
That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Are you storing food? Prepared families are storing food for months and years, but only have enough fuel stored for days or weeks. Stretch your fuel storage by harnessing the power of the sun with a sun oven. Food can be baked, boiled, or steamed at temperatures of 360 to 400 degrees with the power of the sun. You can use the sun for 50 to 80% of your cooking, allowing you to preserve your fuel storage for rainy days. Sun-baked foods stay moister and have less shrinkage and do not burn. Sun-baked roasts are tastier and more succulent, and sun-baked bread has unparalleled taste and texture. Water can be heated in a sun oven for purification or personal hygiene. For the past 26 years, sun ovens have been proudly made in the U.S. They're durable, have a long life, and come with a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Don't be fooled by cheap imitations. For a discount coupon, visit sunoven.com/radio. That's sunoven.com/radio.
Interesting analysis of the reality of the situation today. After 4 years of prognostication and a lot of baloney on a lot of radio and television programs, the election comes down to a decisive who wins. And this is for all kinds of offices all over the country. And then tomorrow, you can be sure a lot of the blowhards will be back on the air with their analysis, paralysis, and who's going to be the next president 4 years from now. Well, one of the things that's a reality here, looking at some of the numbers that have come out in the last couple of weeks, the economy seems to be on track for improvement no matter who wins. Consumer spending is up. Household debt is at a 10-year low. This will tee up a recovery for whichever candidate is fortunate enough to win the office. And, of course, they'll claim the credit. The die is cast for a strong recovery, said the folks at Moody's. The big remaining issue will be the budget deficit. And so unless this is dealt with, unless all of these big departments are cut back, unless spending is whittled down, it doesn't make any difference. In 4 months, we'll be back in a recession. That's what Moody's says. So does that make a difference? Who do you think would handle the recovery better might be the question. 800-510-8255. And so the question that I've sort of put together with Michael Fortier, who produces this program, is trying to find out for those who are strong supporters of candidates, no matter what their stripe, why are you so strongly for this person? 800-510-8255. We know a lot of the hosts and how they feel. There's a lot of dismay about the Electoral College, and it seems to me that's something that has to be dealt with seriously, because no matter how the picture is painted today, it looks like it's so close that if Mitt Romney gets the popular vote, Obama could conceivably get 271 electoral votes and he becomes president. That's just plain wrong. And so that needs to be dealt with. If you're voting, terrific. If you aren't, why are you not? How much cheating is going on? There's I've heard a lot of people on a lot of programs really focused on the vote. We had this conversation, frankly, at dinner on Sunday in my family. kind of sitting around like, you know how they do in Blue Bloods, a television show with Tom Selleck. They all sit around on Sunday. Well, we did that in my family. And one of the things we were most concerned about was the lack of the ability of those who are in the polls to prove who it is that's actually voting. And yet what kind of a sickness is that? 800-510-8255. That is that people are voting and who knows, you know, especially in Chicago, how many dead people are voting. Here's host Jeff Wagner with a focus on Mitt Romney in one particular state.
As a starting point, you need 270 electoral votes to win. So work with me on the math here. It's generally accepted that President Obama seems to have a lock on 201 votes, mostly. Well, I think that comes from 11 states, mostly California and New York. They're the big ones. But states in the northeastern part of the country and the West Coast, California, Oregon, Washington State. So 201 votes for Obama. Mitt Romney is pretty much a lock for 191 electoral votes, and that's primarily solid South and most of the Plain states. So that leaves 11 states and 146 electoral votes in play. Again, the candidate who gets to 270 wins. All right. So what's going to happen? Well, all right. Among the states that you will have to be looking at early on tomorrow night, you've got Michigan, and you've got Pennsylvania. Now, for Obama to be reelected, he pretty much has to carry both of those states. There's a new poll out that shows that Michigan is very, very close. I'm not buying that. I'm going to give Obama Michigan 16 votes. In addition, there's all this controversy and conversation about Pennsylvania. A Republican has not carried Pennsylvania since 1988. That would be when the first George Bush ran for president. All the indications are that the Romney campaign is surging in Pennsylvania. I will say this. If early on election night Romney is maintaining a lead or he wins Pennsylvania early on in the evening, you can turn off your TVs, you can go watch something else, because if Romney wins Pennsylvania, he will be the next president of the United States.
Isn't it interesting how Pennsylvania and Ohio are so close and so interesting, they're so important? So Pennsylvania, Wagner says, is the key state. So you're buying that? Watch and see. Be interesting tomorrow for us to analyze all this stuff, won't it? 800-510-8255. Here's radio host Bill Carroll with John McCormick from Bloomberg about how last week's hurricane may have impacted this race.
Do you think that the hurricane took some of the noise out of it? It certainly did for a few days, but has it taken the passion out of the election for people, especially on the East Coast?
You know, I don't think it's taken the passion out of the election. I think people do have sort of their day-to-day lives and needs that, you know, take precedent over this stuff. When you don't have gasoline or you don't have heat or electricity, that stuff gets pretty important and everything else gets pushed to the side. But, I mean, even, you know, the storyline definitely did get, you know, sidetracked. The campaign was off of the front burner for, I don't know, 4, 5, 6, 7 days there. And that did affect the dynamics of the race, no question.
Yeah, the problem is, and everyone is using it right now to try to help predict where this is going to go, I'm not sure that it's easy to know which way that it cuts. You know, you got Romney felt like he was on a roll, and he had to sit kind of quietly on the sidelines for a few days. On the other hand, the president got a lot of airtime that wasn't just about defending his record or attacking his opponent. It was about doing his job as president. So, I don't know. Again, I think that's kind of a coin toss. So, in the end, I say it doesn't matter.
Yeah, it doesn't matter, and I mean, ultimately, elections are decided now, not just this last day, not just tomorrow, but over the course of, you know, 4 to 6 weeks. I mean, one third of the vote will be in by the time everybody else goes to vote tomorrow. So, you can't. If Romney loses, he won't be able to pin it just to the storm. If Obama wins, he won't be able to just pin it to the storm. Vice versa. I mean, these elections do now play out over the course of weeks. And so, you know, I think the storm was a distraction at the end, and Romney did have some momentum going, and it may have dissipated some of that momentum. Obama did seem to get a tick up in some of the polls during and after the storm. I mean, the country tends to sort of rally behind its leader during tough times, no matter what. So that may have been worth a couple. You know, the storm may have been worth a couple points for Obama, at least in the polls. Whether it shows up in the polling place, we'll find out.
You know what I find interesting? I'm thinking back in my mind the last year. And at the beginning of 2012, the approval rating for Obama was like 38% or something. The lowest, 34%. It was horrible. And everybody was complaining about leadership. What the heck has changed between then and now, except we have more messes? Yeah, that's really amazing. Is it a result of Mitt Romney not being a good candidate, or are the Republicans having such an internal war among themselves that they can't get their act together? Maybe a little of both, or some other things as well. 800-510-8255. Here's host Roberta Giacini talking to Governor Rick Snyder of Michigan about the role social media is playing in the election.
Governor, what role do you think social media will play in this year's election? All the Twittering and all the Facebooking on the election. You know, obviously the big TV networks don't call the election until the votes are cast in California, but this is no holds barred for social media. Are you concerned about that at all, or what are your thoughts?
Well, social media is just part of the fabric of our society now. So we just have to look at it and be thoughtful about the use. I mean, I'm always careful about the blogging piece of it in terms of taking that too far in terms of just simply what you read there. You want to validate the information you're getting from a number of sources if you can. But again, social media is something we do need to accept. I'm an advocate of it in many respects. And if you compare it to some of the stuff on the regular airwaves, the TV ads out there are so misleading in many respects. I would encourage people to look at social media also.
800-510-8255. The advertising has been absurd. Good for radio and television because there have been billions of dollars spent to try to get your vote. But most of the stuff that's been on the radio or television has been just pure garbage. Manure, even, perhaps. Daniel, in Fort Smith, Arkansas, you have never voted in your life?
That's correct. Thank you for bringing me on.
How old are you?
Me and my wife are 58.
58. And why have you never voted?
Well, around Arkansas, it's local politics, and I didn't know anybody here.
So you didn't think the national election was important?
Well, this is certainly a different situation.
Well, it's too late for you to do anything about it now, though, isn't it?
Yeah, I mentioned that when you get your license, driver's license, periodically here, they ask you if you want to register or not, and I hadn't all my life, and nobody in my family ever voted.
Good God.
And I'm number 11 out of 12.
Jeepers, creepers.
Yeah, well.
Aren't you ashamed of yourself?
Well, a lot of my family don't even read, you know. I'm one of three people out of 12 who went past eighth grade.
My God, what an indictment of the system, of the educational system. It's really, I'm amazed. I'm shocked. I know there are a lot of people who unfortunately have the same experience as you do and decide, as you have done, not to vote at all.
Well spoken.
I'm frustrated because you get the benefit of what everybody else does. You're cheating by not voting. You're getting the benefits in this country of all the work that people...
Shame on me. I think I'll move to Israel.
Well, I'm telling you that in my opinion, you're not a particularly good American, sir. I think that you are, and I don't like being judgmental, so maybe I should keep my comments to myself, but I think if you don't register, imagine, all those people in that family, is that the way it is in Arkansas? Around the state, we have four or five stations in Arkansas. What do the rest of you think about that comment from that gentleman? He has never registered to vote. 800-510-8255, and most of the rest of his family can't. And what a damning indictment of the system. He's got in his family only three people that have gone to the eighth grade. What are we paying for? Maybe that's the more important question here. Maybe it isn't just to criticize this gentleman and what he has done or hasn't done, or the rest of his family, or whoever else in Arkansas, or wherever else. Is it that way in your state? Is it that way in your neighborhood? Do you know people who haven't registered to vote, who are not educated as to what the issues are. They still take advantage of the system, I'll bet. 800-4-what? That's disgusting. 800-510-8255. More on the election, your preferences. Get out and vote.
This is your Daily High, and I'm Andy Greenberg, endorsing the greatest product in the world, the widget. Yes, that's right, ladies and gentlemen. I have been asked to endorse the widget. I love the widget. I use the widget. I share the widget. Everything around my life has to do with the widget, because I am now the official endorser of the widget. Isn't that wonderful? Now, how many times have you been called to endorse a product or service? Are you capable of it? Do you have that notoriety? Do you have that personality? Do you have that tenacity to stand in front of people and endorse a product? Well, the answer is yes, of course, because there is a product that you endorse every day along with its service, and that's you. You are the one who stands up in front of everybody and says, use me, buy me, take advantage of me. I have value. I will bring you happiness. I will bring you achievement. I will bring you success. I endorse this message. This is Andy Greenberg. Enjoy your Daily High.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGdirect.com.
If you died tomorrow, would your family have enough to pay the bills? Or could they lose their house, savings, and dreams of a good education? You don't have to put them through that. Getting term life insurance to provide for your family is fast, easy, and amazingly affordable. A 5-minute call to AIG Direct could save you up to 70%. Just listen to this. Less than $17 a month gets you a $250,000 policy. Now is a great time to get term life, because some prices have dropped to their lowest rates ever. And AIG Direct has partnered with American General Life to bring you their lowest rates on term life insurance. Find out how incredibly affordable term life is through AIG Direct. Call now for a free, no obligation quote. The call takes just a few minutes, and through AIG Direct, you could save up to 70%. Call 1-800-530-4856. That's 1-800-530-4856. 1-800-530-4856.
Staples Copy and Print knows you need to promote your business.
Outdoor banners.
Detailing your one-of-a-kind product offering.
Trifold, full-color, double-sided brochures.
As you grow your business.
Business cards, postcards, car magnets.
And your customer base.
Design services, presentations, shipping.
So you go to the one place that has it all and prints it right.
Staples.
Right now, buy 250 business cards, postcards, flyers, or brochures and get 250 free. Details in-store or at staples.com/color. Ends 11/10/12. Staples. That was easy.
What moves me? When I was younger, I ran everywhere. Then life took over. Suddenly it was trains, planes, and automobiles. Then I started running again, and I wasn't as limber. It was cartilage loss. I started taking Move Free maintains and repairs. It helps my body maintain more cartilage. And now, there's no looking back. Move Free maintains and repairs. Healthy joints, Move Free.
I just sneaked into my kids' rooms and took temperatures while they're sleeping, thanks to my Exergen thermometer. All I did was swipe their foreheads for a few seconds. It didn't even wake them up. My sister, the nurse, told us about the Exergen temporal scanner thermometer, and it's the best. Real value for the money and truly a lifesaver. Now I don't have to deal with ears or rears, if you know what I mean.
I'm Dr. Frank Pompei, founder of Exergen. Thousands of hospitals and clinics rely on temporal scanners. I'm confident you will too.
The Exergen temporal scanner. Pick one up at Costco and other fine retailers, or visit us at Exergen.com.
800-510-8255. Okay, so I'm going back around to sort of my New England roots here, thinking about New Hampshire, where Romney began his campaign and where Obama finished his campaign. Both of them were in New Hampshire last night, and the interesting results are these two tiny villages in northern New Hampshire where the first election day ballots are cast have voted. And it's a tie. Dixville Notch, New Hampshire, which is the town you hear so much about, residents there went to the polls at midnight. After 43 seconds of voting, Barack Obama and Mitt Romney each had 5 votes apiece. It's really interesting how all of this shakes out. And so what does that mean? Who knows? Maybe that means what it's the same thing that's going to happen around the rest of the country today. It'll be close. I think it was interesting. The most interesting excerpt I think we've played from anybody's program so far is the one where Wagner, the host, in Pennsylvania said he thought Pennsylvania would be the deciding factor. And in terms of that, I'm listening to Michael talk to some of you about why you're voting. Most of you can't figure out why. A positive reason for voting for somebody, which I find shocking and startling. 800-510-8255. Back to your calls in a moment here.
What do you do when your propane runs out and you don't have a large amount of wood for cooking? That's when you need a Grover Rocket Stove from StockStorage.com. The Grover Rocket Stove starts easily with any combustible material, like junk mail, small twigs, leaves, weeds, or dry sagebrush. Then just add a small amount of kindling wood, and you'll be cooking entire meals in minutes. Grover Rocket Stoves are made right here in the USA, and are built to last a lifetime, using heavy-duty thick-gauge steel, and are painted with high-temp paint to withstand heat. Go to StockStorage.com and see three great Grover Rocket Stoves, stainless steel, heavy duty, or our original Grover Rocket Stove for only $135 and get free shipping to the lower 48. For phone orders, call 801-361-6984 or go to StockStorage.com. That's 801-361-6984 or StockStorage.com. The original Grover Rocket Stove minimal wood use cooking stoves, available exclusively from StockStorage.com.
You know the Constitution like the back of your hand. You've read books, listened to podcasts, attended lectures, surfed websites, and watched videos. You've made liberty your life's goal. But something seems to be missing. Stickers from LibertyStickers.com. Exercise your freedom of speech with the world's most dangerous bumper stickers. That's LibertyStickers.com. But wait, there's more. You can buy Liberty stickers wholesale. Get them for 99 cents each when you put 100 or more in your shopping cart in any combination. Sell them or give them away. They're great for gun shows, flea markets, fairs, outreach, and more. Earn extra money, promote freedom, and spread the word. Need custom stickers, labels, or decals for your organization or business? Liberty Stickers makes them. Go to LibertyStickers.com to order or call 877-873-9626. LibertyStickers.com, the world's most dangerous stickers.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
800-510-8255 on the countdown. Doug Steffen here with a verdict to be rendered. That's the deal. The campaigning is over. All this intense, negative campaigning between these two. These parties ought to be ashamed of themselves, as well as that guy who doesn't vote. And just so much in this is wrong. But let's see if we can make something out of it right. That's why I've asked who you're voting for and why, not against. And you'll notice we're not getting a raft of callers on that. But we do have Joe in Iowa, and his focus is one of the big bugaboos here. Go ahead, Joe.
As far as the electoral college system, no, I totally disagree with that. I think it should be the popular vote. It's the people's what it's all about. And, all Obama's got to do to win this election is just come out and say, hey, look, I'm trustworthy and honest. The other guy can't say either one of those. And if you guys remember back, old Ronald Reagan saying was trust but verify, and we'll admit Romney fails that test miserably also.
All right, here's a John in New York also on throwing out the Electoral College.
The Electoral College has to go. I mean, we have two parties that control everything. They divvy up the districts. Now they divvy up the states. And, I mean, it's been four or five election cycles, and you pretty much know who the red and blue are. And they're spending billions of dollars on seven or eight states or whatever to win. A real democracy, it should be one vote for one person, and the bottom line's the winner. And there should be more than two parties. I mean, we got to break up this party situation where they run everything. There should be three, four people, five people debating these issues, and so we have a choice. And as far as Romney goes, I mean, you just said it. One day he's for cap and trade, now he's against it, he's for abortion, then he's against it. He started the health care thing. Now he's against it. I mean, in New York, there's no way he's going to win votes that way. We just got to get rid of this system. We need like 3-4 choices.
You know, to add fuel to that fire, way that corporations have spent money, Las Vegas Sands Corporation, a billionaire named Adelson, has spent, with his family, $54 million. Think about that. This guy and his family contributed $54 million in super PACs to in some way, shape, or form, affect the outcome of this election. Isn't that disgusting? Don't you want to fix that? Isn't that just plain wrong? William in Virginia.
I'd like to say that to the folks that have a job with corporations, don't let them bully you by threatening your job if you don't vote for a certain candidate. They won't know who you vote for, and you'll keep your job. If they ask, just tell them what they want to hear and vote the way you want. I think things looking up. I say give Obama 4 more years and see what he can do.
800-510-8255. Mitt Romney's lead in Ohio and New Hampshire in certain areas means he could very well capture both states, according to Suffolk University's Political Research Center. So there's something that sort of stands in the face of some of the other pollsters. David in Michigan thinks Republicans are not doing the job they need to around the country.
Number one, I don't trust the electoral system, the way it's set up. Supposedly Mitt Romney's son Tag owns quite a few voting machines in Ohio. I think the old saying is these Republicans are getting caught left and right cheating in Florida. Here in Michigan, Thaddeus McCotter. In Ohio, they're cheating. If Republicans don't cheat, they can't win. They can't win on issues. They're nothing but liars. Romney's whole campaign is based on lies. Now,
right.
If America...
So, this goes... I want to get one other caller in here who has the opposite point of view on who's cheating. Here's Scott in Texas.
I believe we're going to be able to overcome the lying and cheating that the Democrats are going to do. It's in their DNA. They're going to cheat. They're going to have voter fraud. There's no doubt about it. And one of the best indicators of that is their opposition to the picture ID. So they're going to cheat. They're going to lie. I mean, it's just in their DNA. The ends justify the means. Lying is perfectly acceptable as long as you're advancing the cause.
All right.
And,
got it. All right, sir. We got that. All right. Pretty interesting, really. And both sides represented pretty well in this hour. Thanks for your calls to Talk Radio.
Alex Jones here with a message that could revolutionize health in this country. Going back about a year and a half ago, I began to learn about the incredible health effects of longevity products. Aaron Dykes lost 92 pounds. We're going to show you some before and afters. Aaron, break down what happened, your story.
I've worked really hard with diet and exercise to try to lose weight, but I just didn't get the results. It just didn't happen. Then I saw what you were doing with InfoWarsTeam.com. I wasn't even trying to lose weight, but I got it because I wanted to feel better energy. I wanted that nutrition. Didn't even understand how that could kickstart my own weight loss goals, but the products did that for me. I found myself suddenly losing weight, more energetic, wanting to exercise, wanting to eat the right foods.
And they don't even advertise it as weight loss. I want to challenge our radio listeners to go to InfoWarsTeam.com. Sign up as a distributor and get wholesale pricing discounts at InfoWarsTeam.com.